Hi everyone, my name is Alondra and welcome to the 15th, oh no, actually this is the 14th episode of Let's Talk and Grow. I'm back, you guys. Thank you for tuning in today. I had COVID and it was so hard to talk without going into a coughing marathon, and that's why I didn't upload a episode last week. And actually right now when I said a episode, I'm holding in a cough. I feel like coughing and then it goes away and then I have that little itch in my chest where I go into uncontrollable coughs. And I'm going to try to cut them off, but if at any moment I cough a little, if it slips a little, forgive me. It's just, we're going to have to do with that. I just don't want to go another week without an episode. And let me say, I love podcasting, but every time I have to go on a hiatus for any reason, I always wonder if the people who support me stop listening because they think, you know, I'm not committed. It always comes with a sense of guilt. And not that I've gone on hiatuses a lot. I've gone on two, I believe. One was because I moved and it took like a month and a half to move. It was the first time in a long time that we moved. Our first time in 17 years, I think. And I told my family, we have to start packing like at least a month and a half in advance. We have to start. And they didn't believe me. And they were trying to pack the day before. And it was really a mess. We were like a month already in. And we still hadn't sold the home we were previously living in. And we were just getting everything out. So that took a toll on my podcasting. And then, of course, COVID, which was last week. And I still have some of it. But yeah, it always comes with a sense of guilt. At least for me, it's like I'm afraid that the people who listen to me, who have really supported me, start thinking, oh, she's not taking it serious. And I hate that because I really love podcasting and it makes me feel good. And I always do it with a sense of, with a hope of making someone else feel good. A lot of times before I start an episode, I do a little prayer. I just say a little prayer that God, the universe, you know, the creator, may I do the Lord's work or whatever you may call it. I just pray that whatever I do is something that brings something to the universe, something that brings something good to people in humanity. I always pray for that. But, you know, in regards to the people thinking that I may not be committed, I mean, I'm an overthinker. Probably no one's even thinking about that. I'm probably just here picking out little things and people are probably just picking up where I left off and not even minding, you know, but I'm an overthinker sometimes. But anyway, sometimes I record or write my episodes a few days before or sometimes weeks before. And while I know I had more than a valid reason to not upload an episode last week, while I was sick in bed, I couldn't help but think of the many things that I wanted to do, but I had put off. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it happens to a lot of us that when we're sick or when something bad happens, sometimes we're thinking about how many times we wanted to do something and we put it off for tomorrow. And now we're sick or an accident happened. And at the moment, we can't do it at all. Like we can't even start at all. And we start feeling like we took our ability to do things for granted. And that's why this episode is titled Leaving Things for Tomorrow, inspired by the thoughts I had in bed when I couldn't get up and when I felt like I was. And before I start getting into it, I want to say which not that many of you guys might care, or who knows, right? But I am feeling a little down because I mean, it was stupid of me, I guess, I suppose. But on Notepad, on my laptop, I was starting to write these amazing ideas. Some podcast episodes and some reels that I wanted to make. I was feeling very happy because usually I'm shy when it comes to reels and things like that, and or posting TikToks. And I was just coming up with these amazing ideas. And they were easily about 50 things that I had written down there. And it was hours and hours of work that I wrote down. And I didn't, I mean, I was a little bit angry with myself because it's like, you should have known that you should have saved those ideas. I mean, what are you thinking? And I opened a new note tab, and then I went back to the previous note tab, and there was nothing on there, nothing, nothing. And I even tried to undo in case I had erased, you know, to undo so it could bring back what was there. And I couldn't get anything back. And I had a little bit of a, not a long one, but a bit of a cry before I started this episode. But for a moment, I even thought about, like, I'm just going to do the episode tomorrow. I don't feel so good. I was just feeling angry and disappointed and just really down. But, you know, every time I do these episodes, like I said earlier, I always do a little prayer, and I always, or for the most part, the majority of the times, always end up feeling inspired by the thoughts that come to my head. And you know what? I'm like, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to do the episode because, you know, if I always have this intention, I always do this prayer with an intention of, and I always end up with these thoughts of inspiration inside of me. If I do it, I know that I will have more inspiration to continue writing my ideas despite of how I feel. I know that it's not over. I know that I'm a vessel for ideas and that I can carry them through. And it doesn't matter if the ideas that I wrote are gone, I know that there's always so much inside of me that I can deliver. So here we are. People tend to say that, you know, they're either morning people or afternoon people, or they're more creative at night. I don't know if that's true. I know that personally, I'm a natural night owl. I just like, well, it's not that I like, I just really tend to stay awake at night or just sleep late. But I will say and admit that there is a thing about waking up early that really feels different, and I don't know how to describe it. So sometimes when I have these things that I'm trying to do or these goals that I'm trying to set, I usually find that waking up early or committing to a schedule that involves waking up early in the morning gets what you want done. There's just a thing about waking up early that makes you feel so much more productive than waking up midday, even if you are doing something. It just feels different. I don't know if any of you have done it, but it just feels different. Like, even if you are a person who wakes up at night or who's awake at night and who does things when they wake up late, there is a different feeling that comes with and I don't mean waking up early at 4 in the morning or 5 a.m., even 7 a.m., just waking up early and having, you know, just writing down the things that you want to get done. And I don't know, setting a timer or an alarm to do these things. It just feels like you've got not only so much time to get things done, but at night or when you do go to sleep, there's such a feeling of accomplishment because you feel like you did everything you had to do and you're going to sleep at a good time and it just feels good. I don't know how to describe it, but I always find out that I do the most when I wake up early. I can wake up midday or in the middle of the afternoon and have things to do, and I might get to it, but then at the same time I might not, because I just feel like the day is already gone in a sense, even though I might be awake for the rest of the night. But it just kind of makes me procrastinate even more. I don't know how to explain it. So for those of you that feel like you constantly leave something for the day of, sorry, for the next day, and you keep putting it off, I would say if you don't already wake up early in the morning, try doing that, or just try setting, even if it's just one day of the week, waking up early, or just keeping a sleeping schedule, which I know is hard for a lot of people. I know for me it is. But when I stick to it, even though I don't want to wake up maybe in the morning, the first day, as the more that I start doing it, it starts feeling really, 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 really good. And I know that sometimes it is hard to start things, whether that be waking up early to do those goals, or, you know, it's hard to start something for most of us. Or there's something that you dread about, like, you know you want to start it, but there's something that you dread about getting started. But sometimes you just have to do it. And when you do it, you do feel so much better that you did. For example, me, I don't dread doing podcast episodes, but there's something about starting and setting the computer, the laptop, and that it's not even hard to do. But when I think about doing it, it makes me put it off. Like, I'll be like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it in a few hours, and then I won't. Or writing episodes. I have a ton of ideas for episodes, and I know that as soon as I get to writing, I know that the ideas will flow. But there's just something about me opening the journal and starting to write. There's just something about me starting the act that, I don't know, I think about it too much and I put it off, whether that be hours or a day or two. And every day is like, every moment that I do it is a feeling of guilt. And I feel like there's no way around it but to actually do it. And once you actually do it, you're in it. It feels, you start realizing that the feeling of putting it off longer and longer is much, way, way worse than when you actually start doing the thing most of the time. Like for me, also editing, I love podcasting, but I hate editing. And it's not even that it's that bad, but sometimes just the thought of me, sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm not gonna like my tone of voice. But then I just start editing and I'm actually enjoying it. And sometimes there's been times where I've put off editing for days and days and days just because I've just wondered how my voice is going to sound. And then I start editing and it's not even half as bad as I thought it was going to be to sit down and edit. And most of the time I'm kicking myself in the back because I'm like, it wasn't even bad. I'm actually enjoying editing. So there's that. It's hard to start things, but just do them. Whenever it's just hard, just freaking put yourself in there. Do it. And you'll feel so much better. It sounds so stupid. I mean, it sounds like such a simple thing to say, but it works. I think one of the most wonderful things that we can do to stop putting things for the next day or for the next, you know, for the next time, for the next whatever, is when we're feeling guilty about putting things off to the next, because even if we're like, I'll wait for tomorrow, you know that deep down there's always this feeling of guilt, for the most part, almost always. There's always a rooted feeling of guilt that stays there, even if you act like you don't care. There's always like that feeling there. But I think the greatest thing you can do is stop sabotaging yourself. Stop those thoughts about how, you know, how mediocre you are, or how undisciplined you are. It's just stop and do. Stop it and do. Because there's a lot of times where we stoop in those feelings and we will waste time there. We'll just stay there and think about how we're not accomplishing our goals, how we didn't do this today, how we didn't work out today. Okay, so I'm going to open parentheses. I'm editing right now and I just thought about something. And it was this. Basically, notice that when you're trying to start anything or you have a goal or a dream, you might start because you self-sabotaged. You might start because you felt bad about yourself and you're trying to prove otherwise. But when you think poorly about yourself, notice that no matter how much you self-sabotage to actually start things, due to how mediocre you think you are, it actually never leads you to do or feel any better. Like, it might work for a few moments, it might work for a few weeks, for a few months even, maybe a year, maybe two, depends on what the dream is. But then eventually, you might leave your goals there because you already have stemmed in you that you didn't have it in you to accomplish anything anyway, or when something goes wrong, you just assume that this wasn't for you because you suck. And it was just in you to leave things halfway there. I think it's only when you acknowledge the negative feeling and then move on to what your potential is when you truly cultivate positivity inside you. And positivity is something that you have to work on all the time. It's only when you cultivate that inside you that you can create lasting results, because you program yourself to believe that you can and not otherwise. The positive thoughts in you, I believe, have to far outweigh the negative ones of how much you believe you can do. Because look, you can actually accomplish something because you self-sabotage, because you think negatively of yourself. But it's in reality, and in the whole of everything, you actually didn't, because you accomplished, but you still think you suck. You still think you're not enough. You still think you have to do more to prove yourself. And it's never enough, because you don't even think that you're worth anything anyway. It's only when you know who you are and you teach yourself to believe in who you are that you find fulfillment in the rest of the things that you can do, because you already know that the potential is in you. You already know that everything that you can do is already inside you, if that makes any sense. And close parentheses, that's it. I feel that instead, the game changer is when you start seeing every day as a chance. The moment that you start seeing every day as a chance, as an opportunity, and you really let that sink in, you become more productive, because you know that every day that you're here is a gift that you're given that perhaps can be taken tomorrow. And it makes you want to do more. At least for me, I feel that when I start really putting into perspective the fact that I might not be here tomorrow, and I don't know that, the fact that this is a gift, this second with you is a gift, it makes me want to do much more. Because at least for me, I know that I don't want to die, which, I mean, it might be exaggerated to some to think that way, but it's true. It really is. I mean, a lot of people are, whenever you put like, oh, I might die tomorrow, they're like, oh, come on, whatever. It feels like a dramatic thing to think about, but it's always, always possible. And when I think about that, I think, I don't want to, you know, those last seconds of my death be thinking that I could have done so much more, whether that be health-wise, goals. I don't want to leave feeling like that. A lot of times we overdo our progress because we're overthinking about things that most of the time don't even happen or that are really unnecessary. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. That's what Mark Twain says. And I think that's very right. There's nothing better than when you start doing something, because even if you don't finish, but there's something that you wanted to start for so long, there's always that feeling of satisfaction that you attempted it. Now, if there's any of you that want to start, I don't know, a fitness journey, a business, a podcast like I have, or a better one, anything, there's another quote by someone named Alberto Salazar that is beautiful. It's beautiful because I found myself there. It says, I had so many doubts. I had as many doubts as anyone else. Standing on the starting line, we are all cowards. And that's very true. When I started this podcast, I mean, I didn't know anything. No one ever knows anything. Sometimes we don't, like I've said many times on this podcast, we don't start things because we're afraid. Afraid of what someone's going to say, or we start something because we don't think we're going to be good at it, or because we're already anticipating the failure. We're already thinking it's too good for us to succeed sometimes. Or we don't know how we're going to get to the finish line. But you will never know if you don't start. Everyone who ever started something, they didn't know what they were doing. Or at least they didn't know what they already know if they're at the finish line or even if they're in the middle. We're not necessarily cowards, but it's like, I mean, we're all afraid. What makes us who we are, what makes us the brave people, what makes us the strong people, what gives us character is being the person who allows themselves to be in that vulnerable space of beginning. Than the person who never attempts, the person who never tries to wake up early, the person who just overwhelms their brain with how hard it's going to be and never starts. Just try. Just try. Some of the things that I do to pursue goals, to start doing things, to not fall through. I mean, it's okay, well, let me say this. It's okay to fall through sometimes. Don't even think about falling through, because I think we all anticipate falling through. For me, it's hard being healthy. It is, in all honesty. It is. I love sugar. I love eating. I love it so much. And who doesn't, right? A lot of us do. But sometimes I feel like I have this addiction to sugar. I'm looking for it all the time. And it's hard for me sometimes to wake up thinking about the healthiest thing. And every day, I always want to do that. I always want to eat healthy. But then sometimes I just don't. And I wake up and I'm not thinking about it. And I picked up something that I didn't want to pick up, but now it's in my stomach, too late. And I feel guilty. It's okay to fall through, but it's not okay to be like, oh, I fucked up, too bad, too sad. I'll start maybe some other time again, or F it, I screwed up, I suck, I never fall through anything. It's okay for your mind to wander off sometimes, but come back to yourself. Remember why you're doing things. Remember who it's for. Remember why you have those dreams. Remember what those dreams make you feel. Remember why you want to be healthy. Remember why you want to accomplish that thing and come back to it. Some of the things that I do is I have a whiteboard and I write my dreams. Not anything. I'd write my dreams. I write quotes about people that I deeply admire. And I don't know if you guys admire family members. For me, I do admire people like Madonna. She's one of my favorite women, if not my most favorite women. And I know, yes, a lot of people say they're moms. Okay, sorry if, we don't all have to think the same, but I have my reasons as to why I say this. And I'm not idolizing her because she's a famous. I really love her story, or at least what I've seen of her story. And it's very inspiring to me. So sometimes I'll keep a wallpaper on my phone of her, or a picture of her, a quote from her, and not just her, just people that, and it will remind me, and I'll be like, oh shit, I need to get up, I need to do this. Like, I remind myself. Madonna for me is very special in, I always remember how she went to New York with, I don't remember, was $40 in her pocket or 30. And she asked to just, be left in the middle of everything in Times Square, I believe. And she just knew she had a dream. And there was, well, the special thing about New York is that it's known as a nonsense place, a place where it's very hard, I suppose, to survive, that you have no time or no option but to work through your dreams and to, work for them. And I always think about, well, we have so many distractions nowadays, so much social media, so much this. Sometimes we'll end up scrolling there for hours and forgetting about our goals because we'll be looking at TikTok, and before you know it, 3 hours, 2 hours pass by before you know it. You're just filling yourself with unnecessary stuff in your brain, and your dreams, your goals are there passing you by, and you don't know it until eventually years have passed, and you're wondering why, what you've done, that what you haven't done, that you haven't gotten there. And I think about those times in the 80s where people didn't have these distractions. People actually had to go out there to make it happen. Luckily, we are able to make things happen on our phones, which is great. So, I mean, you don't have to be famous so that, or you don't have to be on a television show or a movie for people to know who you are, or to know your art. But I remember that, and I'm like, focus. Do what you have to do. Start working on things. Start writing ideas about things that you want to do. Who cares if you don't know how you will do them? Who cares? Start writing and just do. If you screw things up, if they don't come out okay, it doesn't matter. You can always redo. You have to mess things up in order for you to learn how to do them good, You have to be okay with doing things wrong. You have to be okay with messing things up. You have to. You can't be in this little hole of, I'm gonna fuck up. I already failed. I fell through. Fuck that. Keep going. So the takeaway, my lovely people, is if you want to start doing things and not leaving them for tomorrow, one, I would say try waking up early, even if you are a night owl. I am a night owl myself, but there is a different feeling of accomplishment, trust me. There just is. There's so many things that you feel that you actually did throughout the day. If not, two, I would say just do it. And it sounds cliché, but sometimes when we start even with a little task that involves making our goals happen, it's usually not as bad or even half as bad as the amount of time that we actually wasted thinking about doing it. And plus, you will feel so much better, guaranteed. Three, it's okay to have self-deprecating thoughts at times, but never allow it to outweigh what you believe about yourself. Four, Everything that you can think of for yourself is already inside of you. It's only when you don't believe that it's already inside of you that you start feeling like things are unattainable. 5, fill your space with pictures and quotes that inspire you. Pictures of, it doesn't matter if it's stars, celebrities, your mom, your dog, anything that inspires you, anyone that inspires you, anything that makes you want to do better. Affirmations by your mirror, your dresser, anywhere. Affirmations can be quite miraculous, but pictures of people that you admire can also feel like affirmations. Anyway, that's all for today. I'm editing Friday night, and actually I just finished editing, and I actually felt so guilty about not putting out the episode Wednesday. I was gonna put it out either Wednesday or Thursday. I usually upload those days. But I did not because I was having anxiety. But I'm so happy that I did it. I recorded, finished, and I feel so much better. And that's exactly what I was saying in the beginning of the episode, that this is the reason why I do it, because at the end of the episode, I always feel more motivated and inspired in my own life. And it just makes me feel better, and it makes me do better. And that's the reason why I do podcasting. Even if I overthink about how it's going to be editing, even if I overthink about how it's going to feel to edit, I always end up feeling so positive towards the end. Anyway, love you, and if you like, please subscribe, and if you're able to leave a review, by all means, I love them, more particularly on Apple Podcasts. But if you don't have it and you have anything else where you can leave a review, that is also welcomed. And I just want to thank everyone who takes the time to listen to the podcast, for those who listen to every episode, for those who enjoy it. It means a lot to me, and I could never thank you enough, and I could never say it enough. Thank you so much, and we'll be here next time. Love you. Bye.